Now, HBO Max has made the classic and controversial movie Gone with the Wind available again. The platform had originally made it available to watch without any additional historical context or explanation of its problematic inaccuracies, then they pulled it offline for a while. In bringing the film back, HBO Max added a critical introduction, a short video from film scholar and Turner Classic Movies host Jacqueline Stewart.
The film follows the lead of Mitchell's novel, presenting the antebellum South as a world of grace and beauty, without acknowledging the brutalities of the system of chattel slavery upon which this world is based. The film represents enslaved Black people in accordance with long-standing stereotypes as servants notable for their devotion to their white masters or for their ineptitude. And the film's treatment of this world through a lens of nostalgia denies the horrors of slavery as well as its legacies of racial inequality.
Today marks the anniversary of the publication of Margaret Mitchell's novel that inspired Gone with the Wind. It's also the anniversary of Spike Lee's film Do the Right Thing, which was released in theaters on this day in 1989, offering a painful portrayal of Black life in America. Movie critic Reggie Ponder has some recommendations for movies that can help people learn more about the racism and oppression Black people have had to live with in this country. Reggie, welcome back to the show.
Oh, I'm really happy to be here. Thanks so much.
Let's start with a look back at Gone with the Wind. Now, HBO adding this intro video to give context for it. What do you think about that approach?
I like that approach. I think that there's a group of people who want to consume media without context. Then there's the group of people that we call from the cancel culture. And then there's the group of people who want to censor. And that's different from the cancel culture, folks. And then there's a group of people like myself who want to consume with some type of context. So I think that they did a great move here. Obviously, the market rules the day. They wouldn't do it if there weren't people who still want to watch Gone with the Wind. Otherwise, they would have just taken it off of their out of their library and you could find it someplace else. So it still is about the dollars and cents.
So you're saying they did the right thing. Well, let's look at Do the Right Thing, also with an anniversary today, 1989. It's available on a number of platforms out there to stream. Here's a clip about the themes of love and hate in the movie.
Let me tell you the story of right hand, left hand. It's a tale of good and evil. Hate. It was with this hand that Cain iced his brother. Love. These five fingers. They go straight to the soul of man. The right hand, the hand of love. The story of life is this. Static. One hand is always fighting the other hand.
Reggie, before we dig into some of the bigger themes we're looking at, talk about Do the Right Thing and why it might be worth a watch or a rewatch in 2020.
It really is considered one of those quintessential films regarding police brutality. And so when we look at what happens to Radio Raheem in this movie, it is exactly what we're talking about today with a George Floyd. So to go back that far and to watch this movie and the political impact that it didn't have, in fact, because we're still talking about police brutality and specifically being killed with a chokehold. This is a very, very important film in as it relates to this topic.
Well, we zoomed in there, Reggie, on two particular movies, Gone with the Wind and Do the Right Thing. Let's take a step back. Can you talk about the value of seeking out movies that give us useful perspectives on issues of race in the United States?
So it's really interesting. When I was doing this, my daughter came and said to me, "Dad, don't forget to say that these are good movies. These are good." And it's so interesting because I don't think I was going to say that because you're thinking about, well, how can you find movies that people can enjoy and not enjoy, but learn from? But at the same time, all of these movies are really good movies. So a couple of things. One is that, there are historical movies that will really tell you about things that happen in history that we don't learn in our school systems. And it doesn't matter at whatever level it is, we just don't learn it. So there's some historical films that are a must-see for you to watch. And then secondly, there are movies about black life. And a lot of times when there are films about black people, people assume that that means that the movie is only for black people. But it's not. It helps to present black people in a different light, not the criminals and degenerates that you see in many of the films that we talk on TV and on news. I think that the piece with Gone with the Wind is important because you might walk away from that film saying, oh, slavery wasn't that bad.
And that point of these being good movies, though, Reggie, is, you know, you're not assigning us homework, and it's not going to be a chore to watch them. You're a movie critic. You want us to watch good movies.
Absolutely. But at the same time, some of these movies are hard to watch. I know we'll get through to some of them, but when you talk about a movie like 12 Years a Slave, that's as tough to watch as you might watch as a Holocaust movie. There's some real brutal things there, but it is an important movie for people to watch. So some of it is hard to watch, but we watch a lot of hard stuff, and you learn stuff along the way.
Talking to Reggie Ponder, a.k.a. Reggie the Real Critic, talking about movies that offers good perspectives on race in America, the lives of African Americans. Well, let's go right there. You mentioned 12 Years a Slave. I want to give a listen to this 2013 movie. I think it's streaming on Netflix now. This is from the trailer. We'll hear Chiwetel Ejiofor playing the lead character Solomon Northup, and also a slave owner played by Michael Fassbender, and a Canadian visitor played by Brad Pitt.
And that servant
that don't obey his lord
shall be beaten with many stripes.
That's scripture. The condition of your laborers, it's all wrong.
They're my property.
You say that with pride.
I say it as fact.
Take!
Man does how he pleases with his property.
You come here.
I say come here!
Days ago, I was with my family in my home. Now you tell me all is lost.
All right, Reggie, 12 Years a Slave. Tell us a little more about it for people who haven't seen it.
So this is firstly, it's an Oscar-winning film for Best Picture in 2014. So again, getting back to a good movie. But what it does is it takes this man named Solomon Northup, who was a free man. He gets tricked into going into the South, and then he's forced into slavery. The beauty of this film is that it gets people to root for this free man to be free again, but it doesn't necessarily get people to root for slavery to be abolished. And so what I mean by the beauty of it is that, so people can root for this guy and then still see the horrors of slavery and all that it entails in a way, even if they're not thinking, let's abolish slavery. And I think it's a really smart way to introduce people to that issue and to humanize the people who are going through slavery, even if it is through a freed man.
You've also recommended for us a couple of documentaries. I want to give a listen to one of them related to the issue of incarceration in particular. This is the documentary from 2016 called 13th. Again, this is from the trailer.
The 13th Amendment to the Constitution makes it unconstitutional for someone to be held as a slave. There are exceptions, including criminals.
The loophole was immediately exploited. What you got after that was a rapid transition to a mythology of black criminality.
And Reggie, I think a lot of times, Civil War, slavery ends, happy ending. This documentary looks into what came next.
It looks into what came next. And if there is a movie that I would want people to watch and people are saying to themselves, I want to learn more, this should be on the top of the list. The 13th really documents this whole prison industrial complex. And as you heard it through the 13th Amendment, it excludes slaves. And so all of a sudden, we have the most slaves. I think we account for 5% of the world's population, and we have 25% of the slaves in the world. I mean, not slaves, people in prison in the world. And what Ava DuVernay does in this film is she directly shows how the for-profit prisons actually is a form of slavery today.
We're talking to movie critic Reggie Ponder about movies that represent the experiences of black people in America. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Of the movies we've talked about, are others you've seen? What do you remember about the releases? Did you see them when they came out, maybe in a theater? Or are you going back and revisiting some movies? Would you like a recommendation from Reggie about something for you to watch with your kids? Maybe share your suggestions. Ask your questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation with movie critic Reggie Ponder, looking at movies and films that represent some of the realities of life for black people in America. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. If you have a suggestion to make, or you're looking for a recommendation from Reggie, or you have a question about something you haven't seen, want to see if he thinks it's worth your while, call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's look, Reggie, at one of the more recent ones you recommended to us, Just Mercy, based on the life of civil rights attorney Brian Stevenson. Looks like you can watch it for free at justmercyfilm.com, though do that today. I think that's running out. Here's a taste of the trailer from Just Mercy.
Your life is still meaningful, and I'm going to do everything possible to keep them from taking it.
You don't know what you're into down here in Alabama when you're guilty from the moment you're born.
God.
Mr. McMillan.
We done here. Mr. McMillan, please.
I was just about to give up when I got a call from a Harvard lawyer looking to start a legal center for inmates on death row. I was in before he even offered me the job.
Tell us, Reggie, a little bit about Just Mercy.
Yeah, so this is the story of Brian Stevenson. If people don't know Brian Stevenson, it actually comes out of the book Just Mercy. And the lead character is played by Michael B. Jordan from Black Panther fame. And the prisoner who he's trying to get off of death row is played by Academy Award winner Jamie Foxx. And it really gives you a look about the work to get people out of death row, but it also gives you a very good look at how people are railroaded into the jail system. Is that this guy was innocent, and there's so many that have been freed by Brian Stevenson. So a very important film to watch. This movie will compel you to go learn more about Brian Stevenson and also about people who have been unjustly convicted in the system, and there are a lot of them. And he was on death row. So a very moving film and an important film. Brian Stevenson is my hero.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Ed is with us in Wautoma. Ed, hello.
Hi. I wanted to tell you about a movie that I saw that I think is excellent. It's called The Free State of Jones. It's with McConaughey. What's his first name?
Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, he joined the Civil War to be a medic, and his son got taken and put into the Civil War and to fight, and he got killed. So McConaughey got out of the Civil War and started taking slaves and building his own revolt against the Confederates. And I think it's in Alabama, and it's still called the Free State of Jones.
Interesting. Reggie, that's one I haven't seen. I'd read some about it. Is that one you've watched?
Yes, it is, and I think that it actually adds a voice to what happened from a slavery perspective. So I enjoyed it, and I would say, it definitely adds some texture to some of the things that were happening during that time.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Before we go back to callers, you gave us a lot to work with, Reggie. Highlight a couple more movies. I don't think we're going to get to all of your recommendations, but hit us with a couple more that we should have on our radar.
Yeah, so you mentioned maybe something to watch with the kids. Remember the Titans is a very good way to introduce kids to the issue of racism. It is about a black coach played by Denzel Washington who has to go in and be an assistant coach to a famed white coach, and the racial tensions that happen between him between the two coaches, but also the racial tensions that happens between the players and the families, and then how sports actually ended up bringing them together. This is a great film to and it's based on a true story. So it's a great film to introduce people to that. I Am Not Your Negro. Anything that has to do with James Baldwin is important. If you don't like movies and you just like reading, you need to read some James Baldwin. So I Am Not Your Negro really talks about this whole issue of why do we need the N-word? Because black people don't need the N-word. That white folks must have needed the N-word for a reason. And he talks about that and how it dehumanizes us as black people. And it's really great to hear somebody like a James Baldwin who left this country to experience the freedoms that he could not experience in this country as a black man. So that would be one. And just speaking about James Baldwin, I'd also say to watch If Beale Street Could Talk, which is one of his novels that was brought to the big screen.
I want to give a listen to some of that documentary, I Am Not Your Negro, based on that manuscript by James Baldwin.
If any white man in the world says, give me liberty or give me death, the entire white world applauds. When a black man says exactly the same thing, he is judged a criminal and treated like one, and everything possible is done to make an example of this bad so there won't be any more like him.
Talking to Reggie Ponder, a film critic. He is sharing movies about black life in America with us. Let's go back to your calls now. Judith is with us in Dubuque. Judith, hi.
Hi. Hey, Reggie, I just had a question. I've worked with a lot of black musicians, and I'm wondering, is there a film or a documentary that would speak to the way that so many of the black artists' music was appropriated, and they were never paid properly, never got the credit? Is there anything like that that you know of?
Interesting question, Reggie.
Yes, there are, and I cannot remember them off the top of my head. There are at least two that I saw in the last 2 years. What I'll do is I'll make sure that to give those to Rob that talk about that. So certainly. And then there's movies about particular artists like Little Richard who that really look into that for that particular artist as well. But Cadillac Records might be one that comes to mind a little bit that touches on that as well. But I'll make sure to pass some on to Rob on that.
Judith, thanks a lot for the call. I hope that helps, and keep listening. I'll try to pass that along later on the show or at a future show. Let's touch on one or two. Now, Get Out. This was a different kind of movie. Funny, scary, a lot going on in this movie.
A lot going on in this movie. But it really is, it does a couple of things. One, a black guy goes missing, and it's like, why is he going missing? But two, it really touches on slavery in a way about how these blacks were used for servitude in Get Out. They were hypnotized and used to basically help white people prolong their lives. It's a horror movie in an interesting way, because a lot of black folks would say life for us is a horror in a way. So I think Jordan Peele really peels back a lot of layers in this, and excuse the pun.
Yeah, I want to talk about kind of how this all fits into movie history. Now, we talked about Gone with the Wind earlier, you know, some questionable stuff there, a lot of it. It is, when you adjust for inflation, I just double-checked, the top grossing movie of all time, adjusted for inflation. And then
that's right.
This pivotal movie before that, The Birth of a Nation, you know, huge influence on how movies were produced. And, of course, it tells a story with the Confederates basically being the good guys and the Ku Klux Klan being the good guys. It seems like with those pivotal like pillars in movie history, there's some catching up to do here still today.
There's a lot of catching up to do, and I'm actually very thrilled that people are asking the question, what should I do? As a film critic, one of the things I could say when people say, well, educate yourself, I can send you to some films to watch, and hopefully that some of the films that that didn't do well at the box office, people are now seeking those films to just get some type of understanding. One of the things that James Baldwin said, and is really, really important, is, and I'm looking for the exact quote, but he basically said something to the effect that if you don't confront the issue, you can't solve it. And so we need to have these real conversations. And I think movies are a safe way to actually have them, because after you watch that movie, you can go back with somebody and discuss what you saw. You can go back and look up some of that information and augment what you saw. So I think movies are a good way to get into that discussion.
In our last minute, Reggie, are you seeing positive trends when it comes to black people being on both sides of the camera in movie production? Are we moving in a better direction there?
Well, the whole issue of Hollywood So White, which was about 3 years ago, is still an issue today. If you remember the Academy Awards just recently, it was, again, all the major actors in front of the camera who were nominated were white men. So there is a lot of work still to be done as it relates to that. You look at something like The Simpsons. The Simpsons, for black characters, had other people voicing black characters. So in terms of work and things of that nature, there's still some issues in Hollywood. Hollywood is one of those last bastions of exclusion, and they have a lot of work to do. Just in my field alone, as a film critic, you don't know a lot of black film critics, because the work for black film critics is not there as well. So I think Hollywood has a lot to do, and I'm really looking forward to it. I'd like to end it by giving that James Baldwin quote, that not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it can be faced. So go face some movies, watch some movies, and enjoy yourself.
Reggie, thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That's Chicago-based movie critic Reggie Ponder. We talked to him today about some of his recommendations for feature films and documentaries that portray some of the oppression and racism that have been part of life for black people in America.